Remote, I'm Diane Roberts. President Vladimir Putin claimed victory in the biggest battle of the Ukraine war Thursday, declaring the port of Mariupol liberated after nearly 2 months of siege, despite hundreds of defenders still holding out inside a giant steelworks. The Kremlin said peace talks with Ukraine were continuing, but that Moscow was still awaiting Kyiv's response to a proposal it had handed over. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday he had not seen or heard of the document. Meanwhile, the United States is preparing to send another round of military assistance to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more from Washington.
President Joe Biden plans to announce a new round of military aid for Ukraine at the White House this morning. An official who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity said Biden will detail plans to build on the roughly $2.6 billion in military assistance for Ukraine that has already been approved. Meeting with the Pentagon's top civilian and uniformed officials yesterday, Biden said,
"Weapons and ammunition are flowing in daily. Seeing just how vital our alliances and partnerships are around the world."
Earlier this week, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced their countries were sending more heavy weapons to Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Germany is examining what extra maintenance and ammunition its stock of aging Marder armored infantry fighting vehicles will need to be rendered fit for deployment by the Ukrainian military. That, according to the foreign minister. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will keep piling pressure on Moscow, their joint statement said Thursday. The statement said they will continue to raise the costs for the architects of Russia's illegal and unjustified aggression against Ukraine. This is VOA News. The numbers of new COVID-19 around the world are dropping. The case